And we took at that time out of the hand of the two kings of the Amorites the land that was on this side of Jordan from the river of Arnon unto Mount Hermon, which Hermon the Sidonians call Sirion, and the Amorites call it Shinar, from Aroer, which is by the bank of the river Arnon, even unto Mount Zion, which is Hermon, and to the Canaanite on the east and on the west, and to the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Jebusite in the mountains, and to the Hivite under Hermon in the land of Mizpe, even from the Mount Halak that goeth up to Seir, even unto Baal-gad in the valley of Lebanon, under Mount Hermon. And all their kings he took, and smote them, and slew them. Now these are the kings of the land which the children of Israel smote, and possessed their land on the other side Jordan toward the rising of the sun, from the river Arnon unto Mount Hermon, and all the plain on the east, and reigned in Mount Hermon and in Salcah, and in all Bashan, unto the border of the Geshurites and the Milcathites, and half Gilead, the border of Sihon, king of Heshbon. And the land of the Giblites and all Lebanon, toward the sun rising from Baal-gad under Mount Hermon, unto the entering into Hamath, and Gilead, and the border of the Geshurites, and Milcathites, and all Mount Hermon, and all Bashan unto Salcah. And the children of the half-tribe of Manasseh dwelt in the land. They increased from Bashan unto Baal-Hermon, and Shinar, and unto Mount Hermon. The north and the south thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life for evermore. Come with me from Lebanon, my spouse, with me from Lebanon. Look from the top of Amana, from the top of Shinar and Hermon, from the lion's dens, from the mountains of the leopards.